Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spring Songs and Finger Plays for the Early Childhood Classroom. My name is Jennifer Garr. I have been a music educator in the early childhood classroom for 30 years, and I am very excited to share with you some tips, some tricks, and my favorite spring-themed repertoire for toddlers, preschoolers, and pre-kindergartners. Before we dive into our repertoire, let's take a quick look at our course platform. This course is hosted on Canvas LMS by Rutgers Arts Online, and you will find on our main page there are 15 different modules for spring songs and finger plays. They are arranged in alphabetical order and can be completed in any order so that you can pick and choose which songs you would like to include in your classroom. Each song begins with a video tutorial showing teaching suggestions for how to use these songs with the three different age groups. You will also find a PDF of teaching suggestions for toddlers, preschoolers, and pre-kindergartners, MP3 recordings that you can use in your classroom, and printable student pages that you can distribute to your families. We also provide a private podcast link so that you can listen to the audio of the teaching videos on the go. So let's discuss why we are here. Why are songs and finger plays so very important to this age group? If you are a music educator, I don't need to sell you on the potential impact that music can have on our students. In the early childhood classroom, music is an essential part of the curriculum for 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds, as the business of learning is through play. And I'm going to say that again. For 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds, the business of learning is through play. And by engaging in musical, playful activities, we are not only stimulating multiple learning centers of the brain, we are also encouraging their imagination, their sense of wonder, and most importantly, their creative expression. Finger plays specifically address important fine motor and hand development skills that young children need in order to hold a pencil, manipulate scissors, tie their shoes. The act of engaging in movement while acquiring new language can help formulate those learning pathways in the brain. So these considerations bring me to three vital skills that I consider when I plan lessons for my students. And I truly feel that these three skills are essential for developing lifelong musicians of our students. The first skill is the understanding of pitch, which we do through songs, through singing games, through vocal activities, anything designed to encourage the healthy use of the singing voice. We also discuss high notes and low notes and identifying whether melodies are moving upwards or downwards. The second skill is developing a sense of rhythm. We do this through fine motor activities like finger plays, gross motor activities like jumping and stomping and hopping and, of course, dancing. All of those things help the students develop their sense of rhythm, being able to keep a steady beat, play rhythm patterns, or move expressively to music. The final skill is the one that I consider to be non-negotiable, and that is helping our students find the joy both in music and music making. As we are teaching our students, let's not forget that teaching music is not just about the systematic acquisition of skills, but it's about music as an art form. Finding the joy in music is vital for our students to become lifelong musicians in whatever form that takes. Joy can manifest itself in so many ways. It could be as simple as just enjoying a favorite song. It could be the pride of teaching that song to another friend or family member, or learning a particularly challenging part. Joy is the reason that we make music. It's the reason that we became and have remained musicians. Joy is self-motivating. Joy promotes self-expression. So as you are planning lessons for your students, please keep that thought of joyful music making, both individually and collaboratively as a group, at the forefront of your lesson planning, and I hope that you and your students find enjoyment from the songs and finger plays included in this course.